Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is...
Otto Loos.
All right. And this is our last segment. And we have the wonderful Dan Cox with us at this point.
I just stepped in to say hello, guys. I was...
We like to put Dan on the spot when he walks in.
Yeah. We put Dan on the spot. None of this would be going on if it wasn't for Dan.
Listening to your discussion about driving, because...
I've already
seen my demise, and it will happen in a fiery car crash.
No.
The only thing that annoys me is I see people in late model cars, but they're holding their phone. And I know that every late model car has CarPlay
hands-free.
Right. Because it's the law now that you have to be hands-free. So the car, and if you don't use it, you're a fool.
No.
Because I'm sorry, you are driving, and I didn't mean to take over your show here, but this is one of my big issues.
Public service announcement.
When you're driving a deadly weapon, which you are.
Yeah.
All right.
Some people don't get it.
No, they don't understand that you are driving a deadly weapon, right. And if you do not use it properly, you are going to hurt somebody or yourself.
Well, now I'm officially scared to drive again.
We'll get you an Uber.
Oh, thanks.
You know, there's. Then you'd be afraid for him.
This is a topic for a show, but the problem is that the people who listen to our show probably are cautious defensive drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people out there that are not cautious defensive
drivers.
But
that's the other side of the coin, too. Those are too cautious and go under the speed limit and in the left lane.
You need like a happy medium.
We just need to remember what we were taught in driver's ed.
Yeah.
Again, another one of my pet peeves, a left-hand turn, you don't cut through the right lane of the other block. You go out into the intersection and you turn.
Mm.
That's why there's a big wheel and there are wheels on your car.
You go
out into the intersection and you turn. Yeah. You don't do a diagonal across the lane.
Without using your turn signal.
And without using your turn. And with
well,
using
that's
your turn
what's
signal.
Really,
right.
Yeah.
But I see this all the time. Yeah. And someone who rides a motorcycle, you feel even more dangerous because people are cutting across lanes and they're not looking and they're not seeing
it's
you. So
how do we change that?
Boy, that's a good one.
I think it's like a major education system.
Well, it is. It's an educational, because I think what happens is, and this is my personal feeling, is that every 5 years you should be required to take a road test.
Right, I agree.
Starting in when you get your license. I'm sorry.
Well, I
also
think
you need, because you forget the rules of the road along the way, or you become complacent.
Yeah.
So if every 5 years you have to pass a physical, get in the car, sit with an instructor, road test, I think that keeps your mind, your head.
What about if we have a little more power out there to enforce the laws, and if people are going 90 and they're cutting in and out, that they get caught and they get tickets?
I'm not disagreeing with you there.
I believe that they would pay for themselves.
I think
I would like to have the franchise for stop signs in New Hyde Park.
We're going to get Otto a uniform. He'll stand out there.
Yeah.
Now,
with
a little whistle.
In Suffolk, they're putting up the red lights, and there's a lawsuit I read about the other day because it's not fair, because poor people who can't pay the ticket would have their cars or their licenses suspended, so then don't go through the red light.
Well, true.
I mean, I'll say this about that.
I think that's a good
unfortunately,
word.
And I don't mean to take this in this direction.
Yeah, fine.
But when I first got my first red light ticket, and I was fine, I did it.
First red light ticket.
Yeah, I've had two.
Yeah.
this is why I give you the example.
$90.
Right.
I know the fees,
now it's 150. So my problem with this, John, is I think it's a good idea to stop people and enforcement is important. But if it's for a revenue stream because we have poor government oversight of our finances, that's a problem, because we've gotten to a point where we've become punitive and for revenue's sake, not for the sake of actually making it better.
Punitive.
That's a good point. Going through the schools, you should go down to 2025.
Yeah.
But you're right. It shouldn't be for a revenue stream. It should be to protect the children.
Not but we've
we
gotten in the wrong.
The government
but
so
but everyone is always going to say, well, we're trying to protect people and make people better. No, it's become
you're
a
right.
revenue stream. You want to take that extra revenue and put it into education and put it into like I said, having people actually physically get behind the wheel of a car with somebody and see that they can still drive. And I know this gets into a huge issue with our senior citizens. I mean, I had to have that talk with my father. I think many of you have had that talk with a parent. you just can't do this anymore, Pops. You know, just can't. You don't have the skills anymore. He accepted it, and it was fine. But
no, but it's certainly something.
It's a big conversation. But I think if we do road testing on a regular basis, on a 5-year renewable basis, we can see. You know, someone else can say, dude, you can't have a license anymore.
Yeah. And I agree with that.
But that should apply to young people.
No, and that's why I'm saying it should start. Yeah. No, yeah. It should start when you get your senior license or whatever that point is, 18 or 20.
Junior license,
whatever. Yeah. Every 5 years. Or let's just take it from 25, 30, 35, 40.
Mm-hmm. On your, simple. Right, not 5 years.
Keep it simple.
Once you get in the stream,
On that birthday, by that birthday, you should be taking another road test.
I also think that the tickets ought to go up higher than $90 and $150. If it goes up to $500, you think that's a deterrent? About going through a red light.
Well, then you have to make them ridiculously high, I guess.
Yeah.
But then you don't have to give as many out, because then you can go telling your friends you got a ticket for $500 for going through a red light. Maybe that will discourage others.
But now I'm feeling bad. I got on my soapbox and I took over the talk of the town.
We should be talking about the town.
You in here anyhow?
I kind of run the joint, so I get to go wherever I want.
Dan was just so riveted by the conversation.
I was caught up in what you guys were talking about. And I think you do a lot of segments on it on the show. Auto safety.
No, and all safety and all behind the wheel too,
is really important.
The whole, you know, talking to, you know, your parent or your spouse, whatever it is, about driving. You know, Shari Baton, who's our mobility manager, really does presentations on this and can really help facilitate, you know.
Will she go to the house and tell your parent?
Well, no, but I agree with Otto. This is not an aging problem. This is a problem across all age groups.
Of course.
I mean, reality is, yes, there is an aging situation that does come into it, because everybody ages a little differently, and some people.
No, it ages, you know, and with my grandpa, remember, he couldn't
degeneration.
Like, turn his head. Yeah. You know, like, so he wasn't getting, like, yeah, you may think you could, I get it, but, like, you have physical things.
Well,
now,
don't get me started on turning your head. Now. Everybody who just looks in the mirror and figures, oh, nobody's there. You know, there's a thing called the blind spot. Yeah. Didn't you learn that?
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm going to get out of here now. I've already co-opted the show.
Everyone also, if you want to drive, should get car fitted. Because at least that will give you some safety.
Right.
You know? So you can call 311 and make an appointment and share. You know,
that's one that I really agree with, because I learned.
I'm telling you, and we talk about this all the time. And my example is, you know, what always struck me was
mirrors.
The mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always need to see my car, because I'm like a little anxious, like, driving. Yep. And I just, you know, but she was like, listen, you had. It took me a little bit getting used to, because she's like, you do not need to see your car.
It really works. Much better.
And it really opens it up to seeing so many things and really reducing the blind spot, which is just absolutely incredible. So I recommend people do it. It's good.
I didn't go to the course, but I did it after you told me, and it's the truth.
Yeah.
Because you see the car coming, and then when he's gone, he's right next to you.
Yeah.
The other way, I used to watch my car, and then there's a blind spot. There is basically no blind. And if there is, it's for a second.
Right. I know. It's really
that's all it takes.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I agree with you.
You know, it's a second for something to go.
No, and plus, too, like, you know, there's also, I remember, you know, Shari had car fitted someone who got a little shorter in her older age and was sitting on, like, books. Which is so dangerous, number one.
Yeah, they move.
But there are devices that Shari is aware of that you can add to do that. You know, so it's really just, no one's saying you automatically have to give up the keys.
Butt implants?
Yeah. Shari, see? Listen, it's dual purpose. It's on trend, and, you know, there you go. But certainly call 311 week. They can help you out with that. I also just want to quickly go back to a special shout-out to Northwell Health, who is sponsoring our conference. And Northwell Health Cat Center is actually sponsoring the health fair for Fun Day Monday.
Oh, nice.
So we want to give a huge thank you out to them. And back to Beach Feast, because this is where it all started, was Beach Feast. August 17th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. There's three different bands, as we said, an antique car show, food trucks, beer and wine, live music. It's really a good event for the whole family to go to. So definitely check that out, because it should
be a
lovely day.
Can I have a copy of that?
Sure, Otto, I will give you
one thing I'd like you to touch on is the concerts.
Yes.
We saw that. We went to the Woodstock one last
absolutely.
Weekend.
I think that's great.
Which was Creedence, Clearwater.
Mm-hmm. Revival.
Revival, Crosby, Stills, and The Who. And it was very, very good.
Oh, cool.
Really was. Wound up in Chaminade because it was so hot out. But
oh,
that's
yes.
fine. That's
yes,
fine.
Yes.
It was air-conditioned, so it was comfortable. It was nice. But they were, you know, a good cover band.
Oh, great. No, and I'm telling you, the Parks Department has done
and these things are all
amazing
free.
Job. So there's summer concerts at Clinton G. Martin Park, North Hempstead Beach Park, Manor Haven Beach Park, Mary Jane Davies Green in Manhasset, Clark Botanic Garden. You know, they're everywhere. So you can call up 311.
They can call 311.
Or, yeah, and get a full schedule. People should have actually been mailed residents a copy of the list. There's like a calendar that went out to everyone. So certainly check that out. I just also want to let you guys know that on Monday, July 29th at Hempstead Harbor Woods, it would be the time for the quails to leave the nest.
Oh, really?
So I know
that's
you guys have just been
that's next
waiting.
Week.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you can go to Fun Day Monday and then check them. Check.
Are they
going to
do it at Fun Day Monday?
Yeah, well, it's right. It's at the Harbor Woods.
Oh,
right,
my grandkids are in camp.
But so there you go. The quails will leave the nest. So we'll see what happens there. Tune in next week. We have someone coming on from Cornell Cooperative to talk about summertime nutrition.
Okay.
Which is great. And then we have on Jason Fiorentino, who's been on before, to talk about MedEquip Alert, which is for veterans.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to come on, so it should be another great show.
The point is, you can go online, right, and see, like, the next five shows coming up or something?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. I wait until Christina sends it to me.
He likes to be surprised.
It's a surprise. You know? Like, you know. No, but you do it in the beginning of the week.
Yeah, though.
And so then you see who's coming on, and like Otto does, he does his homework.
Lots
as we
of free
definitely
entertainment.
Learned today. It's right. Wonderful. Anyway. Yeah. This was great.
Great. Thank you, guys. Great show.
The program, there's concerts this weekend, so call 311 if you have an interest in going.
That's
to
right.
Any. Every weekend, there's a concert. And I think every Tuesday and every Thursday, now through Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're free, and most of them are wonderful. It really is. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.